From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. In part four of our Liberty Series series, WLRN's Nadej Green introduces us to two mothers who each lost a child in different shootings in the neighborhood.
Hermana Richardson clutches a gray shirt in her hand. She brings it to her face slowly and inhales. She does this every day.
All I have is the smell of my son. He had a shirt on. This shirt right here. This is the last shirt he had on before he walked out my house.
Her son, Kevin Richardson, was killed in the mass shooting in June. He was 29.
I mean, they took everything from me. That's my best friend. He's everything to me.
Kevin was her oldest son. Of her three kids, he was her mama's boy. Hours before Kevin was killed, he told his mother he was going to hang out near the Pork and Beans, officially named the Liberty Square Housing Projects. Richardson says she's always thought of those projects as having bad omens in them.
I always tell Kevin about those projects, you know, like don't hang by them. Is they bad?
Around 2 a.m. on June 24th, two men jumped out of a black SUV armed with an AR-15 and an AK-47. They fired into a crowd across the street from the projects. Seven people were injured. Kevin and his best friend, Nikhil Jackson, were killed.
From the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, commencing with verse number 3. And if you don't mind, let me read that to you.
1 week after she buried her own son, Richardson attended Nikhil's funeral.
There is a time to be born and there's a time to die, it says. And there is a time to plant and there is a time to pluck up that which is planted.
She listened to the pastor eulogize Nikhil. She cried during the somber funeral songs.
Father, help your children. And don't let us fall by the
Richardson
side.
Remembered her last promise to her son at his funeral.
Mommy will get justice for you.
Since the mass shooting, Richardson has gone to candlelight vigils and anti-violence protests.
These were predictable. Today we're out here, we're not about just the sadness of those that you mothers and some of you have lost. I know that
Along the way, she found others whose children succumbed to the violence in Liberty City, a club no one wants to join.
My child been dead for almost 8 months and nothing hasn't came out of it, nothing.
Letitia Thompson's 18-year-old daughter, Tierra Grant, was killed 6 weeks after giving birth to a baby girl.
Honestly, the motive doesn't even matter to me. I just want justice for my child.
Thompson and Richardson met at an anti-violence protest in Liberty City. Both are waiting for their children's murders to be solved. Richardson says the victims who survived the mass shooting know who did it.
And the police told me that they had suspects in custody, but they're not charged with his murder because they don't have one of the victims to come and tell them that this is the person.
Richardson says some of the witnesses were Kevin's friends, and she understands why they're scared to cooperate.
They're afraid because they're afraid that these people are going to go shoot up their mom houses, shoot their family members.
But Richardson is pleading with the witnesses to talk. She says she needs peace.
Because you don't know how it feels yet until you walked in my shoes. And that's the point. I want all them victims to know that was shot with Kevin though. They should open their mouth.
Richardson's cell phone is filled with photos of Kevin, including one of his lifeless body lying beneath a yellow tarp after the shooting. She says she doesn't want street justice for her son's killers. She doesn't want their mothers to experience her pain. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
Tune in tomorrow for a conversation when I talk with Nadej about reporting this series. You can find the whole series at WLRN.org. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.